This Shabbos, we begin the fourth book of Moses, Sefer Bamidbar. And Chazal, when they give us different names, besides the Parashas of Bereishis, the Sefer HaYetzirah, Sefer HaYashar, Shmos is Sefer Golos V'Geula, VaYikra is Torah Kohanim, Bamidbar. Some want to say it's really the book about the Levium, but it's known as Chumash HaPikod, the book of Numbers. And we'll get to Deuteronomy, Devarim, that's the Mishnah Torah. So, well, the question is, why is Sefer Bamidbar, first of all, why is it called the Book of Numbers? Because we have two different times the Jewish people were counted. The first coming in this week's Parsha, Bamidbar, and the second coming at the end of Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas, before the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. So it's interesting to note that, big deal, there was a census. Was that the most important thing that happened in the Midbar? There were so many other events that happened in the Midbar. The rebellion of Korach, Machokas Korach Vadoso, the Chayt HaMeraglim, the Sin of the Meraglim, and the incident with Bilam, with the donkey. There were so many other things going on in Bamidbar. Why is the census the defining factor? It's Chol Chumash HaPikudim. That must be the essence of the book. So what's Pshat? So there's a famous Netziv. Netziv in his Hakdama to Bamidbar in the Hamik Dovar explains that just like by Shabbos we know we have Kiddush and we have Avdola, as the commentators like to explain, it's the two bookends. We bring in Shabbos. That's why that's the Rambam, Zohar B'Shamar. It's like we have a mitzvah to say praise of Shabbos. So to reach the Yatzah, according to the Rambam, the both the Raisa, the bookends. So to hear that there's a census in the beginning of the book of Bamidbar, and there is a census at the end of Bamidbar, and it wants to show, just like the Shabbos is unique, so too it wants to show the distinction between Shabbos and the weekday, so too it wants to show the transition between what was going on from the first census versus the second census. In other words, the first census, what was that when the Jews were about to go in the Midbar for 40 years? And therefore we know we had the man, Danei HaKavod, the water. It was a supernatural existence. Everything was given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It represented this L'mala Miderach HaTeva. And it was all about Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence was very open. The second census, however, that was at the end when the Jews were about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, this is a transition stage from Imala Miderach HaTeva, supernatural to natural existence, to prepare them for going into Eretz Yisrael, where they'll have to be responsible. No Anani HaKavod, no man, they have to go plan for a living, they have to protect themselves. And therefore they had to de-emphasize the Mimala Miderach HaTev, and it wasn't focused on the Mishkan, like during the Midbar they traveled the way it was set up on the Mishkan. So this is what the Netziv says. There are a lot of important things that happen about Midbar, and the census isn't necessarily the most important. But the census is a simon, it's symbolic of the fact that the Jewish people had a transition from Limalo Miderach HaTeva to Terach HaTeva, from supernatural to natural. And therefore that should have carried into, in truth, that, and therefore, they once they entered the Eretz Yisrael, they had to take on responsibility. In fact, the Sepharno writes that perhaps really it was supposed to be all supernatural. That was the divine plan until the Jews sinned with the Chayt HaMeraglim, and they had to go ahead and travel in the Midbar. So in addition to delaying getting into Eretz Yisrael, also the census had to prepare them for the more natural existence. Like the famous Ramban, how are they going to end? What a miracle, the things are going to grow from the ground. So they were used to one thing. So that's the census was, is the two bookends. It was transitional between Mimala Miderach HaTeva and Derach HaTeva. And today happens to be Chaf Ches Iyar, the 28th day of Iyar, which is also known as Yom Yerushalayim, the tremendous miracles, the Six-Day War, that people say, more than any other event in the last 2,000 years, Hashem's Yad HaChazaka is miraculous, Mimala Miderach HaTeva. The miracles were more evident than ever in Israel and Israeli army. Based on military explanation, there was none. And they reacquired, in the 67, they reacquired many lands, and especially Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. So to speak, we like, going back to the Sephardim, it's like, even though we were supposed to originally take over Yerushalayim, B'malo Miderach HaTeva, however, so to speak, years later, in 1967, we had the fulfillment of it when Yerushalayim was taken over through Derech Nisi. And therefore, when we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim, not only do we have Hakaras HaGadol that we have Yerushalayim, but also to recall all the miraculous events that help us get here.